أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقاتلوا في سبيل الله الذين يقاتلونكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. In the previous ayats, mention was made of Hajj, Ramadan, etc. And that is all at a particular time of the year. Hajj can be only done in Dhul-Hijjah, in the month of Hajj, and it cannot be done in any other part of the year. Like that, Allah Ta'ala has fixed certain months for certain ibadat. Like that, Allah Ta'ala has fixed 4 months which are called the sacred months. The Ashhur-e-Hurum, the months of peace. We are in Shawwal at the moment, middle of Shawwal. Next month will be Zulqa'dah. That is the first month of the 4 months of peace and the sacred month. Zulqa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram. 3 months which are together, and later will be the month of Rajab. Even before Islam, the Arabs also regarded these as sacred months, and they regarded that it is totally wrong to have any warfare, fighting during these months. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the 6th year of Hijri, in the month of Zulqa'dah, set out to make Umrah. That it is the month of peace, and his intention was only to make Umrah so that there won't be any fighting. But when the people of Mecca, the mushriks of Mecca, came to know of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's coming, they declared that they will go to war and they will fight. So it was the sacred month. Finally, negotiations took place, and was agreed that this year Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will not make Umrah. And the following year he will come and he will make Umrah. So the following year, the 7th year of Hijri, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, again in the month of Zulqa'dah, set out to make Umrah. When they reached Hudaybiyah, again the news came that the people of Mecca are prepared to fight again, and they will not allow it, and they were going against the peace treaty. On that, these ayat were revealed that وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ. Or لَرَوْا Allah ke raah mein un logo se jo larte hai tum se. If they initiate the fighting, then you have got full permission also, without any reservation, you fight back also. But don't initiate the fight. It is not permissible for you, for the Muslims, to start the fighting. وَلَا تَعَتَّدُوا or kisi par ziyadati mat karo. And don't go beyond your limits also. If they start the fight and they go to war with you, then by all means you have the full right to fight back also. But even then, don't go over the limits. That is, don't start the fighting, and also don't kill any children, any woman, any old people, any person's body. Don't mutilate it. It was common practice that the people who had the upper hand in the war should cut the nose of the people, noses, ears, gouge out their eyes. Allah said, all this is not permissible. Even if you have to fight and you win the war, don't do any of those things. Maintain the laws which Allah Ta'ala has set and live within that. Inna Allah la yuhibbul mu'tadin. Beshak Allah Ta'ala na pasand karta hai ziyadati karne walon ko. Allah Ta'ala does not like anyone who goes beyond the limits. Whatever the limits Allah has set, remain within those limits. Don't go beyond that limits. And this is again based on this occasion of Hudaybiyah, the battle or the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, and then the following year's Umrah. And then Allah made that the basis, and Allah gave general instructions for all our whole lives, that in all your matters don't go beyond the limits. The limits which Allah Ta'ala has set, maintain those limits. For example, you have to discipline your children, discipline them, but maintain the limits. Don't punish them in such a way that you injure them, or that you go beyond the limits and do wrong. with regard to husband and wife relationships, where it is necessary to correct one another, then correct them. Usually it is the husband's duty to correct his wife, but also don't go beyond the limits. Don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. Don't take the law in your own hand. What is the law of Allah Ta'ala? Live according to that law. Even at the time of warfare, when usually throughout the world and throughout the history of mankind, in war, then people don't maintain any limits. They do just as they please, especially the conquering nation. They commit the worst types of atrocities, crimes, etc., wherever they win the war. Allah says this is not permissible at all, that maintain the limits which Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has said. Within our own lives also, Allah has set limits also. Don't go beyond those limits. You have to eat, don't overeat also. And don't undereat and undernourish your body also. You have to sleep, don't keep on sleeping all the time. And don't sleep such a way that if you're mentally, you become weak and you cannot even think properly. So in all matters, there are limits which have been set. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Allah ta'ala has kept our whole salvation, our whole preservation in two laws, two negatives. One is la tadghu, don't go beyond the limit in anything whatsoever. Al-tilka hududullah fala taqrabuha. Allah has set his limits, don't even go near those limits. Stay away far from those limits. For example, we are not to wear our trousers below the ankles. So don't go even near. Keep your trousers well above the ankles. Don't go anywhere near, because the nature of the trouser is it slips down. If you are right at the border, there will be times when your trouser is below your ankle also. If you keep it higher up, then even if it slips down, you are still safe. You won't be reaching even the limit, forget going below that. Especially with the Arab, with the Saudi kurta also. Its very nature is that it does not only go below the ankle, many times it's sweeping the floor also. So don't go near those limits, stay away from all the limits which Allah said. So وَلَا تَتْغَوْا and the other لَا تَرْكَنُوا. Do not incline from your heart or a little inclination. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا to the wrongdoers. Stay away from that also. The way of life, the dressing or the lifestyle, everything of the non-believers, of the wrongdoers, stay completely away. There also, if you will go even near it, you will fall into it. So stay away from it completely. Be firm and strong and strict on it. Then you will be able to save yourself. So this great teachings Allah Ta'ala has given here, this ayat is directly for the occasion of the Umrah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the 7th year of Hijri, and together with that it has got great teachings for us. May Allah let us learn our deen, practice our deen, and enjoy the fruit and enjoyment of our deen. In this world, this deen is greatly enjoyable. And for akhirat, of course, it is fully, fully, only enjoyment in the akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq.